This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. At Colorado State University, students at two residence halls have been quarantined. The school has asked people living in Braden and Summit Halls to get tested for the coronavirus this weekend. Students who test positive will be moved to an isolation room. Traces of COVID-19 were found in the wastewater of those residence halls. Wildlife biologists think they're close to understanding why thousands of birds fell from the sky earlier this month. People reported seeing dead birds in ravines and along highways in the southwestern U.S., including Colorado. Arvind Punjabi is with the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies. He told Colorado Matters that the birds may have starved in the recent snow and cold snap.
Birds that depend on flying insects for finding their food, they were especially hard hit by this storm. 2 days of no food during the peak of migration was just too much.
Punjabi says wildfires in the West may have also forced the birds to start migrating before they were ready. For the first time this season, the Denver Broncos will play in front of fans. Up to 5,700 people can attend today's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Mile High. The state approved the move earlier this month. Team officials say fans were chosen by lottery. And they'll be put into different groups that use separate entrances, bathrooms, and concessions. Denver is looking for its first win of the season. Kickoff is at 2:30. Cooler temperatures are expected for Denver today, 68 degrees in the city, some gusty winds, and a chance for rain. This is CPR News and KRCC.